If you've seen the historic flooding in Texas this week, you may wonder, what's causing this? Well, some are looking at El Nino, which is back in the Pacific. Forecasters first declared that in early March, but it may be strengthening. Mike Halpert is deputy director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. He's with us from College Park, Maryland. And Mike, is what's happening in Texas attributable to El Nino?
You know, the signal for El Nino is typically not particularly strong in the spring and in the summer, although part of that is because typically we don't see El Nino conditions at this time of year, so that's a little unusual in and of itself. There's potentially some link to El Nino with the rains in Texas and even some of the rains we saw in California a few weeks ago. But again, it's not really the hallmark of an El Nino.
Now, this is a weak to moderate El Nino at this point. Is it likely to strengthen as the year goes on?
You know, that's kind of the really important question. You know, we do anticipate some strengthening over the next couple of months. The real interesting and important question is whether this becomes a strong or even very strong event as we head into next winter.
But I guess one of the big questions is if it does strengthen or even if it stays as a weak to moderate El Nino, is it going to bring rain and moisture to California, which is in such need of it?
You know, weak to moderate events have weaker impacts in California. Oftentimes we do see some beneficial rains in the southern part of the state, but of course really the drought extends over much of the state. And from what we've seen in the historical record, what we really need is the strong events to really tilt the odds towards wet up and down California. You know, over the past 60 years, we've seen roughly six strong events, and at least in five of those, we've seen well above normal rainfall and snowfall. So, you know, the weak to moderate, maybe not so much a big story. You know, if it does become strong or even one of the real strong ones, you know, that's when folks can maybe start to get a bit excited.
I'm looking at a blog post about this that talks about some of the possible effects. And they all look pretty good. More rain in California, fewer hurricanes in the Atlantic, a milder winter for much of the U.S., fewer tornadoes. The only one that looks kind of troubling is that there would be perhaps a more active Pacific typhoon season. Is there anything we're forgetting about that El Nino brings?
You raise an interesting point, which namely is that El Nino is oftentimes a positive for the United States. You know, it seems like a lot of people kind of like they run screaming
for
the
hills when
they hear El Nino's coming. Exactly. Sometimes the rains can be too much in California, and so then you're dealing with all kinds of flooding and landslides. You know, given the four-year drought that's ongoing right now, I think maybe they would suffer through some flooding to have some beneficial rains. One thing to add, though, is that the drought is so entrenched right now in California that I suspect even a really good next winter is still not going to wipe out this drought.
That's Mike Halpert, who's the deputy director of NOAA's Climate Prediction Center, as we wait to see what kind of El Nino it's going to be this year. Mike, thank you.
You're very welcome.